This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Send Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then. All right, Houston, this is me, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer with another episode of A Tip from Gilbert. And let me tell you, it is the last Monday before tomorrow, which is election days. Oh, my God. But Houston and Harris County, boy, we need to do a better job. Remember, my mom always said that if you don't vote, don't complain. And so at the end of the day, it looks like there's only been about 4 or 5% of the vote turning out. We've got to get out there and make our voices heard, no matter who you support, no matter what. And I've got two very great guests today. And I do want to talk about a couple of other things. So I know if there's a lot of people on hold, we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. But I wanted to say I've got Mr. Rob Slater here with me. And, of course, Pastor Cummins with me. And so please welcome both of those.
Thank you.
So the first I want to do, and Rob, I'm going to explain who you are in a moment to Houston. Okay. And, of course, I want to talk about your awesome restaurant that you're going to be opening up here in about 30, 60 days or something like that. Yeah. I want everyone to know about it so they go eat your food.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want them to go. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is it.
It's go time.
This is it.
It's go
time.
This
is like the day before the Super Bowl. Are you ready? Time.
No, of course not. But I will be sometime between now and 7 a.m. in the morning.
And you know what? And if you're not, you know what? It'll just happen.
It's going to happen.
Now, you know, have you been getting any sleep?
Of course.
Okay, good for you.
Just enough.
Amen. Yeah. So let me tell you this.
Yes.
You saw the voting turnout numbers.
Yes.
They're disappointing across the board.
They are.
Now, the Republicans are a little bit ahead of the Democrats. I'm a Democrat. Everybody knows. But they're both so abysmably low.
Yes.
Let me ask you, what can we do to get people out there?
Hire me and vote me in as the tax assessor.
That's what I would say. And you know what? I do too.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're trying to make it easier to do certain things.
Right.
And I know you have a different mindset.
Right.
Which is instead of, you know, just administering people losing their homes.
Yes.
You want to find a way to keep their homes.
Yeah. So
that's a whole different mindset.
Without a doubt. So in engaging people, because what I'm trying to do is engage that 18 to 35 year old voting base. We can't even call them voting base because they don't vote. But engaging that demographic, so many of them don't even know that there's an election taking place.
That's terrible.
So there's a huge disconnect. And so trying to figure out what we can do better as a party, Democratic Party, to engage in that demographic. And again, to me, the answer lies in the tax assessor's office.
Amen.
And along with registering people to vote. Let them know when the elections are going to take place so they can participate, not only just register, but participate in the voting process.
And you know, and media, we need your help. We really need your help. And I don't mean tell us, you know, 2 or 3 days before, make sure you vote. I mean, it should have started, you know, 2 months ago.
Yes.
To tell people, make sure you're registered, make sure you go vote. I mean, my goodness, why does the TV do that every day? Just a little. Remember the old days, they had PSAs? Public service announcement.
Yes.
Just do a PSA. And listen, the Chronicle, listen, you've got all those pages. Can't you just put in a piece about this big somewhere that says make sure you go vote rather than just waiting till it's time? Because we've got to educate our people that their voices matter and it's their money, right? It's Houston, it's our money that's being spent by people every day. And I mean all the time. So if you have something to say about it, you ready for this? Remember I had Houston, the big discussion about those bike lanes. Well, guess what? They just tore them down. So here in like 9 months, they spent a couple of $100,000 putting these cement barriers. Remember I had my guest on the show? And then sure enough, Mayor Whitmire came in. But you know what? I think he did the right thing. But just look at the mentality. They put it up, and now they took it down, and there goes $1 million. Just like that, of our money. And the thing is this. All I asked for when I was on the campaign trail was, what's the process? How does people know that they're going to be eating up and cannibalizing a car lane for a bike lane? Let's just put some sanity into this. That's all I'm looking for. Let's go back. So Rob Slater, I want everyone to know who he is. First of all, he's one of the best cooks, chefs in Houston. And I really mean that. But he's also an entrepreneur, and I think that's what's very exciting. But he cares about the community. How do you know? Because you know what? He took the courage, and he put his name in the hat, and he filed to run for Congress. Tell us about that. What made you do that?
Well, because the same thing that the pastor said and what we're talking about right now. We believe my organization is called the Culture Commission, and we want to fill in those gaps. We do not accept the fact that the younger generation is not vote. They don't vote. The same thing like little kids. They don't take medicine, but we know it's good for them. So just like the fruity little Flintstone vitamins, yep, yep. We have to figure out a way to fill that gap.
Or the gummies.
The gummies.
I love the gummies.
Exactly. I love them too.
I love the gummies too.
So that is what this candidacy was about, was getting there, filling the gap to relate, to educate, acclimate, and then activate. So it's a way that we have to get this younger generation involved, but we have to be able to relate to them.
Okay, give me those five words again. Relate, activate, what?
Relate. Hell, you got me forgetting.
Oh, my God.
Relate,
acclimate.
Educate, acclimate, and then activate.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Say that five times fast. Yeah. Can you say
it's
that?
Good, though.
It is good, right? Yeah. It is good. Yeah. I totally get it. So you decided to run.
I decided to run. My story is I grew up a statistic. Mm-hmm. We were homeless, a single mother.
Wow.
I was incarcerated for 10 years. I got out with just a culinary degree, and I started off as a line cook / dishwasher and worked my way up to become the company's first African-American executive chef, then a corporate chef. I went to Del Frisco's corporate chef, went to Live Nation House of Blues, ran there all their restaurants across the country. And this is a guy where they didn't give a damn about my criminal conviction. They only cared the fact that I could cook. But unfortunately, there's so many 1 in 3 black and brown kids that have dealt with the criminal justice system that don't get that same opportunity. And so being a voice for the voiceless and fighting for those that just want a second chance, what this country is supposed to be about, has been a rally cry for myself. So jumping in this race was an inspiration to say, hey, your past doesn't dictate your story. You write your story every single day.
Well, that in and of itself is a good episode for a show.
It's amazing.
So we'll come back to that, because the whole concept of you're in the system, you come out, and the system does all this stuff to get you there. And then when you're done, they're like, see you later.
Yeah.
And there's no real effort to integrate you back into society.
Absolutely.
To make you a productive member of society.
Absolutely.
So what happens? Well, you start suffering, and then all of a sudden you go to what you may have already learned when you were in the system.
Right.
And then you're back in the system.
Right.
Terrible, terrible, vicious cycle.
Right.
So let me go back. So let me ask you, Pastor Cummins, so then you decided to run.
Yes.
Now, you've been with the county for a while.
Right.
So you've already sort of, for lack of a better word, seen how it all works and this and that. You know what? We've got so many callers on. Hold that thought.
Sure.
What's our first caller?
Jerry.
Jerry, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you today?
Jerry, I am well. This is Gilbert Garcia of A Tip from Gilbert, and you are talking to 5 stations right now, Jerry, including... Hold on, I got to get them all. Are you ready? Including KWWJ, Keep Walking with Jesus, KYOK, the legendary KYOK, KCOH, The Source, Aliento Radio, and San Geet. What do you got for us today?
So thank you again for having me on the show, sir. Just like Pastor Cummings was saying, I'm also here to help the community out. I am running for Harris County Constable Precinct 5, and I want to remind everybody to go vote tomorrow if you haven't voted already. Tomorrow's a big day for elections, and we want everybody to go out there and go vote, and so we can hear your voice. We need to hear your voice by voting.
Well, you know, Jerry, I met you the other day, didn't I?
You sure did.
Yeah, I thank you for bringing it all together for me. So is your position an open position?
Yes, sir. It is an open seat right now, sir.
And are you you're a member of law? I remember your story when you told me. It was wonderful. You're a member of law enforcement right now, right?
Yes, sir. I actually currently work at Precinct 5, the place where I'm actually running for. I've been here for just about 17 years now.
God, you're
this place inside and out.
You know what? We thank you for your services, they say. How many people are running in your race?
So there's a total of four of us running on this for this particular seat right now.
Wonderful. And are you the only one that's from inside?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
That's correct.
And well, how does it look for you, or what are you feeling, or what are you thinking, or you know, are you getting sleep? Yeah. What's going on? Come on, Constable.
That sounds good. You know what? I honestly, truly feel that I gave it all that I have. I've talked to a lot of good folks. I've talked to a lot of good people. I've told my story. And right now, I feel really positive about that. It's going to come out really well for myself and for everybody else, too. Because a win for me, it's not just a win for me, it's a win for everybody.
Amen.
So, yeah.
No, I didn't cut you off. You can tell us your whole beef. In other words, where's your website? Where's your next event? I guess, or where's your watch party? I want everyone to know. What's your number that people want to volunteer tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, it sounds good. So I'll tell you this. First and foremost, my cell phone numbers, my direct number is going to be 713-898-4043. And I'm going to have a watch party, and it's going to be at the Lazy Oaks Garden over there by Long Point, and I believe it's Gessner. It's right in the Spring Branch area, right in the heart of Precinct 5. And if you want to go look for, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No. You go.
I was going to say, for my website, you can look me up and get all this information at www.jerryrodriguezforconstable.com.
And was that Constable Heaps District?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is he retiring?
Yes, sir. He's retiring.
Very. And how long was he there?
He's been here for a very long time. I think over a decade. And I think he's has over 40 years of law enforcement experience altogether. So, you know, well deserved.
Well, we are very proud of you, and boy, we sure hope that things work out. And just give us a call maybe after the show, after the election, and let's hopefully talk about either A, your victory, or B, your runoff.
I love it. Well, let's go with A first.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm totally with you on the A. I'm totally with you on the A. So, Jerry, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Gilbert, for everything you do. Truly,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
That is Constable-elect. I don't want to jinx him. Jerry Rodriguez. We have another caller, though, real quick. Let's get that other one, too, in here before I come back to Pastor Cummins. Was it Yumika? Yumika. Yumika, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Hello there. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have me, Gilbert Garcia, with a tip from Gilbert. What do you got, Amika? Remind us what you're running for and everything else.
I'm running for the Harris County Attorney. I will be the first woman to hold this position if I'm elected. I would be the first HBCU graduate, but more importantly, I'll be a constitutional rights attorney holding the position to try to help stop the unjust denial of constitutional rights against the citizens in Harris County that's currently happening.
Do you work in the department now, or you're in private practice?
I'm a private practice constitutional civil rights attorney.
Oh, wonderful. And you're talking county attorney.
I'm talking the county attorney, the Harris County.
Yes,
attorney.
Yes, yes. Gotcha. Yeah.
Not district. A lot of people get it confused, but yes, not the district attorney, the county attorney.
I see. Wonderful. So let me ask you this. Is this your first time to run?
It is. It's hopefully my last. It's my first. I'm not a politician. It's not really what I do. I am a private attorney that's just been fighting all over the state of Texas for the rights of families and people that have been deprived their constitutional rights. And I've argued before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
Seven times.
Wow.
And I've been invited for my eighth time in April to argue on the issue of constitutional rights and qualified immunity. Last time we talked, you said you need to narrow that stuff down. And I'm just going to point out that it's about our constitutional rights. It's the bottom line. And so I've argued that a lot. And I've gotten to the point where I was just, we've hired and elected progressives to enter into a lot of offices and you would think that things would change. When we all marched in 2020 for the rights of George Floyd.
Yep. I was there downtown, and talk about a very peaceful march. It was wonderful.
Yes. And we thought a lot of things were going to change. Everybody was galvanized throughout the world, in Germany, even Cuba. Like, everybody went out and they marched, and we wanted and expected to change. But in Harris County, it's fizzled out, and we have progressive here. So what's the problem?
I'm with you. I'm with you 100% because, you know, it's kind of reminds me of when I grew up. I'm a lot older than you are. And I remember, you know, Rodney King. And I remember when L.A. was on fire, like when you saw from the helicopter, there were so many fires throughout the city of L.A. It was unbelievable.
I was there.
Were you there?
And I'm actually old enough. Yes, I'm 52. So yeah.
Well, golly, you sound like you're 22. you remember that? And I remember vividly that, you know, one of my partners at the time was Henry Cisneros, right? And I remember Tom Bradney, who was the mayor, asked Henry to come out and fly out to L.A. to really talk to the Latino community to try to calm things down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was the other day talking to my kids, and I said, do y'all know who Rodney King is? Not one of them knew.
Wow.
And I thought, my God, those are the stories that we need to be told. And for people who talk about this critical race theory, forget all that. We need to tell people the history. That's what we need.
But Gilbert, the problem is, it's not history. I'm starting a case right now. Kedrick Crawford. Google him. Kedrick Crawford. You go on my Facebook, you'll see all about him. But he was brutally beaten here in Harris County by Baytown officers. I mean, it was egregious, and it was all caught on video. And if you go on my page, you'll see his face. It was much worse than Rodney King's. It was horrific. And this just happened. It's not history. It's still happening.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's one of those things where nobody cares till it happens to one of their loved ones. And then they start saying, how does this happen?
You hit the nail on the head.
Like my good friend Jacqueline Griffin, you know, I've had her on the show a couple of times where her son was just mysteriously died in the Harris County jail, and nobody knows anything other than he was killed. It's crazy. It's going to become – I see her. She's hitting me up. She must be listening. It's 2 years from her son's whole, you know, Harris County jail episode. Well, we hope –
And he shouldn't have to fight. You know, this is the thing. We have the videos. They have the videos. They know what's going on. They should not fight these families. They should make it right, like what they did in George Floyd in Minnesota. They saw what happened. Why drag these families through this mud even further? Not, you know, they have to pay for the funerals. They're carrying their children out in body bags, and husbands, and, you know, and fathers and mothers out of body bags in that jail. And we're not holding... they're being denied their constitutional rights, even as a family afterwards.
Think of how painful it is. Well, let me just say this. We really wish you well, and I hope you're victorious, or at least you're in the runoff or something. But please, would you call in again?
Yes, and my name is Yumika Lewis. Yumika UA Lewis. The League of Women's Voters put my name incorrectly. They put my last name as my married name, Piccolo, but it's Yumika Lewis on the ballot. And I actually had somebody email me and say, I wrote Piccolo down because I expect to vote for Piccolo, but I only saw Yumika Lewis. So I just want to put that out there. It's Yumika Lewis.
Well, that's very important. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Have a good day.
You too. So let's go back to Pastor. So you're running. You have great ideas. Where's your watch party?
We're going to be at Torres. Now, don't ask me where the address is because I don't know. I am my focus right now is making sure we have all of the polls covered.
Well, I understand.
So somebody else is putting that together, but I'm sure my wife is listening. She'll text me that information. So we'll have it before the end of the
show. Well, the great thing about your family is the great support that your wife and your family give you.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot to run.
It does.
And the whole family has to be involved. I know. I've lived it. So I really give it up to you and your family. Y'all are like a unit.
Yes, we are.
And it's a beautiful thing.
And I'm thankful for it as well.
No, you know what? Yeah. You're a lucky man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, not only because God woke you up today.
Yes, sir.
But because he gave you a wonderful wife.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, on top of that, she can sing.
She can. And cook. So I'm going to let her get with Rob so we can see what we can make happen. Yeah.
There you go. Well, then I'm going to say goodbye to you as we bring in our managers. Sir. But let me one more time.
Yes.
Where do you go? Election day is from when to when. Your number, everything. Just give it all.
Tomorrow is the big day. Please, everyone, get out and vote. 7 to 7, the polls are open and closed. Claude Cummings III, Harris County Tax Assessor Collector, number 3 on the ballot. Want to keep families in their homes, not tax them out. Thank you again for having me, sir. Thank you.
Pastor, you're a gentleman.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
I want to be at your victory party because I think it's going to be a victory party.
Hold on. So let me just real quick. Come on, Miss Kim. Come make your way over here.
Come, Miss Kim.
Yeah, I'll have
come
it.
On. You're ready.
I'll have it for you before we
yeah,
get
yeah,
out
yeah.
Of here.
And just, you can just come on here talking to my mic. So let's come back to Mr. Slater. So, Mr. Slater, so you did something that I consider to be extraordinarily courageous.
Thank you.
And I'm not talking about being an entrepreneur and starting a new restaurant, although that is also courageous. I'm talking about here you were running for Congress because you wanted to do the right thing and you had all these wonderful ideas. And tell us what you did the other day, and I was president. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So we
and by the way, we just brought in Miss Kim Lanier, who is your campaign manager. Absolutely. And she's a pastor.
She's a pastor as well.
Amen. And welcome, Pastor.
Thank Excellent. You.
And also
I love your glasses.
Thank you.
They're killer.
And if I may, she's also assisting with Pastor Cummings' campaign also. So we're all connected.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're all family. My God. You we're know what? Family. I knew there was a lot of electricity going around in this area, in this room, but now I really know. Tell us about what you did.
So a couple of things. We started looking at the numbers, and I think a U of H poll had came out where they had the congresswoman at 43%, the other opponent at 38%. We were trending at 3%. Then we saw two other polls that saw a surge to 9 and 10%. As a businessman looking at P&Ls.
To 90 and 10.
Correct. We saw another poll that showed us we went from 3% to 10%.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We started surging.
Yep.
As a P&L, our goal is not to disrupt or hurt the district. So we had to make a choice, and we vetted and looked at the different campaigns, but it was an easy choice for me. And we decided to last Sunday suspend our campaign and formally endorse and support the current congressman, the Honorable Sheila Jackson Lee.
That is so amazing.
Absolutely.
I can't remember a time when someone, while they're on the ballot, while they're still sort of, you know, in play, so to speak, said, you know what? I endorse that person.
Absolutely.
That takes a lot of courage, because typically what someone does is they wait till after the election and then they're like trying to cut a deal or something crazy you know, if you want my support, what are you going to give me? I just cannot stand that mindset. And here you just said, I'm going to do the right thing. She's the one.
She's the one. And we saw a poll this morning where we went up to 16%.
No kidding.
Allegedly. And let me be clear. We're still on the ballot, and we pulled the number 1. So we're at the top of the ballot. And you hearing this from me directly, voting for me is not what I'm asking. Please, if you're going to vote for me, vote for Sheila Jackson Lee.
Amen.
I want to be clear. We're still on the ballot. We're at number 1 at the top. You'll see Rob Slater, and I'm asking you to vote for Sheila Jackson Lee. And let me tell you why. There's a lot of things coming. This is not the only time for on-the-job training. This is not a consolation prize. There's the congresswoman is the deputy chair for the deputy chair whip. She's co-chair of so many caucuses. And she has put in the work. We need someone that is there, but we need that time from a transitional period. If myself or the opponent got in, yeah, we'll be all bark, but no bite. We'll be a junior congressman. We don't have those relationships. Mm-hmm. To pull, so the people of District 18 will suffer. We need someone that has the tools, have the connections, have the relationships, and then allow that transitional period, that mentorship, that succession plan. We call it the great inheritance. So that's what we want to support the Honorable Sheila Jackson.
Well, you know what? I really love that. If you were going to vote for me, vote for Sheila Jackson Lee.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's like did you know that rhymes? My producer can't believe it. It rhymes. I didn't make that up.
Right.
You know, that is so honorable of you. And I'll tell you, Sheila Jackson Lee, I've worked with her. Boy, if you want to get something done.
Yes.
You don't call Ghostbusters.
No.
You call Sheila. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, there comes a point in time where someone is so well known. There's just so, I can't say that word, so I can't say it, but because I got to get a list of the words I can and cannot say on the radio so I don't get in trouble like I've been getting lately. But there's someone that is just so amazing, they become known by one word.
One word.
There's like Cher, there's Madonna.
Yes.
Well, there's Sheila.
It's Sheila.
And you know, and I think there's like 5 of them. She's everywhere. Have you noticed? So I think there's 5 Sheila Jackson Lees. She's everywhere.
Gilbert, we've been campaigning with her the past couple of days, and I was tired, and she kept wanting to go. And I'm like, so let me be clear. This age thing, this theory about age and this and that, she will run circles around any athlete, anybody. I think I'm athletic, and she ran circles around me. I'm tired. Am I hurting? And she wanted to go back out into that. You cannot outwork Sheila Jackson.
You cannot outrun.
You cannot outwork.
That, we got to find something that rhymes with, because that's really right. You cannot outwork her.
You can't do it.
Well, let me ask you this. Miss Lanier, you joined on this campaign.
I did.
How do you feel? Let's bring your mic up a little bit close to you. How do you feel about the decision he made?
So I was very much for that decision.
Oh, wonderful.
When I joined the campaign, I came in a listening role because I'm a community advocate. And I lived in District 18. So it affected whatever I did or whoever I decided to vote for affected the district that I actually live in. And my father, who's 89, he's been living in that district over 40 years. I have cousins in the district. So it affects my family, who serves and in what position. I do a thing called Pastors and Clergy in Court for CPS. Now, what I do behind the scenes with politics for me is pastors in politics, because if we want to see the change that we're praying for, then why wouldn't we be connected to the change? Now, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee always showed up for me. However, in prayer, after three people sent me Rob's name, you know, I had to listen to what God was saying. So I connected with Rob. Now, who knew the outcome, like God, that he would then support Sheila Jackson Lee in a meaningful way? And what I mean by that is he's very humble, right? And his reasoning for getting in the campaign was admirable. But he then recognized the wisdom of keeping wisdom in a place, because there are greater good that's going to come out of her going back to Washington. And it's not to finish, because she was a trailblazer for a lot of things that are going on, like getting the resources to us, because we sit in a red state. So when you send it to the state of Texas, it may not get to Houston. Mm-hmm. So she developed programs to go around that, so we still benefit from her being there.
Do you know she just got $50 million from the feds on EPA to, I forgot which neighborhood, because they had those, what do you call it, cement plants and all that. Mm-hmm. And she got $50 million just like that.
Yeah.
And she got it around the politics.
Yep.
Right. So in a time that matters, she doesn't play politics. She considers the people when it's not popular for her.
And if I may real quick. Why do everyone forget that? George Floyd, she sponsored the bill. Harvey, COVID, when she was out there, not just passing the funds, but she was administering. How do you forget? Let's remember all of the things that she's done and she's doing today. So if you don't see her or she's late to, so whatever the case is, because she's working. She calls you at 2 or 3 in the morning. How can you forget that?
I've gotten some of those calls myself. And believe me, you, when that phone rings, it's like the bat phone.
You got to answer.
And you got to answer.
You better.
You better.
I just learned recently.
I feel you. Hold that thought. We have a Denise Brown. Miss Brown,
Hi, Gilbert,
are you there?
How are you? I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm Denise Brown. I'm running for judge of the 127th. I was on your show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. So how are you doing and how's it looking?
You know what? We're cautiously optimistic. I think we're doing good. And you know what's really, really helped the campaign is the Houston Chronicle endorsed me over the incumbent, saying it is time for change in the 127th. It is time for a new judge.
Isn't that amazing? Come on. I did not realize that. You know, say that again, because that rarely happens.
So I'm one of the few challengers who was endorsed over the incumbent by the Houston Chronicle. When they looked at the work record of the incumbent, as well as some other questions they had about fundraising, they decided that it was time for a change. It is time for a new judge in the 127th who's going to move these cases forward, who is going to have these jury trials that we need to have, because there's only been 22 in 5 years. And so I'm asking your listeners and the people of Harris County, if you haven't voted, vote in the Democratic primary and make sure that you vote Denise Brown in the 127th.
Now, let me ask you this. I remember you now. So you've been in private practice for a while, right?
For 23 years.
Oh, my God. So what made you say, you know what, I'm going to run?
It's this desire to serve the people of Harris County and to make sure that we have well-qualified people on the bench who are going to do the job that they asked for. And that's the problem here in the 127th. You know, when you ask for a job and the people give you that job, they expect you to do the job. And when you don't do the job, then it's time for somebody else to step in who wants to do it. I want this job. I want to sit up there and move these cases along.
And you've never been a judge, right?
I have not, no.
So, I mean, let me ask you this. You know, I'm a citizen, and I'd like to think I'm educated in those things. But when I went to the ballot, there were like 64 pages. And of course, each page may have only have one thing. But at the end of the day, and for someone like me who I'd like to think I'm educated, I just don't even know the difference between some of these courts and so forth. How can we get the public to better understand the importance of these going all the way down the ballot and in voting for these judges?
So I heard someone else say this, and so I'm going to co-opt it a little bit.
Go for it. Go.
That the further down the ballot that you go, the closer it comes to your door.
Ah, that's a good thing. I never thought of that. We got to find a rhyme with that one too. That's a good one, because you go from, you know, the president on down to what really matters. And, you know, people don't think of the courts till they're in the system. And then they're like, you know, boy, they're looking at the judge like, you know, my whole life's in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's a ton of organizations who screen the judges, who endorse the judges, or in the judicial candidates to make sure that we have qualified people and people who are really going to represent the people of Harris County. And so there's a number of organizations that you can go to, but you can also just do your own research and choose who you believe is going to best represent you. But it is so, so, so important for voters when they go in there to vote the entire ballot.
Yes.
Because like I said, the farther down you go, the closer it comes to your door.
I like that. And, you know, I can just speak for one, and not like I know them all, but the Houston Chronicle, and I know that Lisa Falkenberg. Boy, she took over that opinion page a couple years ago, turned it around, and she and her team, they do the most incredible job on these endorsements. They didn't endorse me, but you know what? That's okay, because it's not about that. It's not about me. It's about, you could see the amount of effort and time they spent interviewing all the candidates, going through everything, and I really tipped my hat to them. They the other day had a webinar, and I was one that listened in, to the two, the deputy editorial editor, and of course Lisa's, who's the editor, and for an hour they took questions from people and all these. I thought that is so great. So for them to have supported you and endorsed you, that says volumes. I'm going to give you a last word. Tell us, you know, where you're going to be tomorrow night, and tell us what your website is again, and everything if people want to get involved and help you on election day.
Sure. So my website is denisebrownforjudge.com, and you can find me tomorrow afternoon. I'll be out at the West Gray location at the Multi-Services Center, working the parking lot, talking to voters. So come by, please say hi. Again, this is Denise Brown. And make sure whenever you come out to vote tomorrow that you vote Denise Brown in the 127th.
You know what? I'm going to vote for you just because of your kids. I just saw that because they're doing the website. You got my vote just because of those beautiful kids.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How old is your daughter? How old is your son?
Well, so that's a little bit of a older picture. My daughter is about to turn 9. My son is 7.
Oh, God. What a glorious, glorious time. Well, thank you for putting your name in the ring, arena. And thank you. I know what it's like. You got to have the support of all your family. I'm sure your husband's very supportive. And so we hope you'll do great things for the people really soon.
Thank you so much, Gilbert, for taking my call and for allowing me this time. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Ms. Denise Brown, candidate for judge. She just has it together somehow. You can just tell.
Yeah.
And she's just such a friendly, wonderful person. And you need more judges that just have some empathy and that are just, you know, you just need more of that. So let's come back. So I want to know, Miss Lanier, where's your church?
So that's the good thing. I get to not serve like I saw my parents serve behind a pulpit. I am a community pastor, so I have churches in the underserved communities in the housing. They allow some of my church members to use the foyers to have worship in the projects. And so I have community service.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. You're doing the Lord's work. I bet your parents are so proud.
Yes.
Your father, you said, was how old?
89.
Oh, my God. Is he still going?
Well, he is now in declining health, but he still is going.
Believe me. I totally get. My mother is 84, and boy, she's just like spring as a chicken, as they say. Mom, if you're listening, I love you, Mom. No, I totally get it. It's a wonderful thing.
So, and that's what I'm saying. Being a community advocate, I get to see firsthand how especially our seniors are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, nobody looks at things like the COLA raise. We all are excited. Last year, we were excited because they passed the COLA raise. That's the cost of living, mm-hmm. you know, that they get from Social Security and such. Right. That was a good thing. But again, we're red state. Right. And some of those funds, the ancillary benefits like food stamps and such did not get the income guidelines, did not go up to accommodate the COLA raise.
Mm-hmm.
So you had especially seniors, you are losing subsidized housing because they're income out. I saw it even with my own dad managing his affairs. Right. My dad was getting like $75 a month in food stamps. Well, because of the COLA raise, he went down to $23 a month.
Oh, my God. And that's a lot. That's a big change.
Because of where we are a Democratic county in a red state, right? So some of those funds didn't get through. The congresswoman had the relationship where she could send some things to direct organizations. I'm not a big wig on the block by any means, right? But even she supported even helping me to make sure that our seniors, you know, organizations got stepped up to with our seniors getting boxes of fresh produce, right? She empowers not just the big guy, like the Goodwill. She also empowers those who still have boots on ground because mm-hmm. we're not likely candidates to be funded for what we do, right? But we still have connections where we get the calls from the seniors.
There's that saying, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that was Spider-Man or is that in the Bible? I don't know, but at the end of the day, is that a fortune cookie?
It might be Marvel. So it's
either way, whoever wrote that is a genius. Now, Pastor, did you have something you wanted to come back and say something to the group?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to look up something.
Yeah, I do. I have that.
Okay, whenever you got, come on, get in here. Come on.
Yes. So again, we will be celebrating at Therese Bistro and Wine Bar. The address for that is 920 Studemont. Suite number 150. Again, Therese, T-R-E-Z, Bistro and Wine Bar, 920 Studemont Street, suite number 150. That zip code is 77007.
Therese. Thank you so much, Pastor. We have a lot of other callers here, so let's just, I'm going to jump into another one. And then I want to make sure we give some time for the restaurant.
Absolutely.
So we got a Gritney.
Judge Morris.
Judge Morris. Judge, are you there?
I am here.
How are you, Judge?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well. Speak to us. What are you doing and what are you running for?
All right. So I am running for re-election to the 333rd Civil District Court right here in County. So, yes, I have boots on the ground. I've been an active part of the community. Even before I ran the first time in 2020. And so I'm out here doing it again. I've been at pretty much most of the polls out in Harris County. We have about 79. So I've been to maybe 20 of them over the last couple weeks. So I'm very active, very involved, and really just trying to make it happen.
Let me ask you this. Were you in private practice before you decided to run?
Yes, I had a very background before. So I did a stint at the Attorney General's. I went to a law firm. And then I also in-house counsel for a school district.
Oh, how wonderful. So then you were elected 4 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
And has it been what you thought it was going to be? Is it harder? Is it not harder? Are you able to make a difference like you thought? Tell us about all that.
Okay. So I think you can never anticipate. So even as a candidate, as much as you see being a lawyer is very different once you're sitting on the bench. As in practice, you may have a niche area, but once you're on a bench, in particular, a civil district court bench, 85% of your docket is going to be personal injury, and the other 15% is going to run the gamut from real estate to business to trade secrets to employment. So there is a learning curve, no matter how long you've been practicing, no matter what you did before, because generally, as a lawyer in private practice or even in a firm, you're going to have a certain. So I that was the very different from being a candidate, thinking of the change to make than when you actually get in there. But I will say, once you get in there, you can shape the court in a way that fits you best. So one of the things I did is, so when I have a default hearing and it involves your real estate, so that's your house or anything of that sort, we're going to be in person. I'm not going to do those on submission. I'm not going to do those without actually giving the litigant or the homeowner a chance to appear either via Zoom or physically in the court. So I checked that, and so I felt like that's been helpful.
Well, that is wonderful. So let me ask you this. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I absolutely, again.
I mean, you sound like you're having a blast. Are you having a blast? Or, I mean, what's the thing you love the best?
I think, honestly, giving a different face and perspective to justice and what it looks like. Justice can be compassionate. Justice can be meek. Justice can be mild. A lot of times when people think of justice, they think of, like the sword, or think of something really harsh and brute. And that's not my take on it when I'm on the bench.
That is so wonderful. Well, I want to give you the last word. Tell us where you're going to be. Tell us, where you're going to be tomorrow night. The website, where you're going to be at the polls, where you're going to be, so people want to go there and shake your hand and support you.
Sure. The website is Brittany, and that's Brittany with an E, BrittanyMorrisForJudge.com. So please visit the website. Tomorrow I will be at least six locations.
Wow.
That's going to be West Gray, it's going to be Bayland, it's going to be Acres Home, it's going to be Sunnyside, couple others. So I'm going to make my rounds. We're also going to be passing out food to voters and workers there. So we're going to bring some hot dogs, pass those out. And so you can see me at any of those polls. I'll be around all day until, the final vote is cast.
Boy, that is so, I so admire you. That is so wonderful. And we so hope that, now do you have a challenger?
I do have a challenger.
Is it one or two?
This one.
Okay, so it's going to be over tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, I am hoping it'll be victorious. I have people who are saying that they voted for you here on my feed, and I think that's wonderful. So thank you for calling in, and please call in again, and we hope that it's successful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to that next caller. I think there was another one on there. Let me see the board.
Quite a few.
Yeah, Charlene Johnson. Charlene, are you there?
Charlene?
Did we lose Charlene?
She's there.
Miss Charlene, are you there? Miss Charlene.
Yes, good morning.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm here. I'm doing wonderful.
So what's the latest, and how's it looking tomorrow?
It's looking good tomorrow. We're praying for a good day for the weather. So even if it's raining, still come out and cast your vote.
Oh, boy, please don't tell me. Is that what the weather says? It's going to be raining
it's
tomorrow?
Like a 20,
no.
It's like scattered showers, 20%, yes, but don't get discouraged. Make a plan to vote tomorrow. What plan? You're going to go in the morning and afternoon.
But boy, for all the pastors in the house, please let's pray for good weather. Just push it one day forward, Lord. One day forward.
Yes.
So how's it looking? And remind us, what's your website and everything if people want to get involved?
Yes, so I am Charlene Ward Johnson, and I'm running to be your next state representative for District 139. I have the leadership experience bringing opportunities. I used to co-own Aunt B's restaurant, which is at 45 and Tidwell, and we gave jobs to people in the district, students and adults, head of households. And now I'm on the board for Houston Community College. So I know about bringing opportunity and fighting for funding for this district. My website is electcharlene.com, electcharlene.com. And I'm number 5 on the ballot, so you got to scroll down, drop down to find me. Keep 5 alive.
Keep 5 alive. That's another good one. Or I thought you were going to say you're the Johnson 5.
The Johnson Five.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I don't know. It just came to me. So let me ask you this: what's the two biggest issues in the district? Well, I mean, what if you get in there? What are you going to do? What's your biggest thing that you're going to champion?
Yes, it's about public education. I've always been an advocate for education. I stood with the teachers when they went to protest to take over HISD. But I'm all about bringing quality education and funding for our education, and also our affordable health care, our expanding Medicaid so it can help reduce the cost of prescription drug medicines. We want to be able to, because inflation is everywhere, food, drug, medications, all of this. So we want to kind of help, you know, experience some help in your pockets.
You know, inflation is so bad that even inflation is going higher. I mean, it's just inflation's inflating. It's unbelievable. But hopefully we'll get that under control. Well, I am so glad you called in. And, you know, with 5, you said there's, because you're the Jackson 5, the Johnson 5.
Yeah. The Johnson,
yes. Yeah. Because there's 5 of you, I guess the odds are mathematically it'll go into a runoff.
Yeah.
You know, more than likely.
Yes.
Well, let's hope that things go well for you. And if there's a runoff, I sure hope that you come in again.
Thank you. I sure will.
Thank you, madam. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. She's called in before. She's such a just a really pleasant person. I've always enjoyed having her on the show. We have an Yvette. Was there an Yvette on the phone? And then we got Brother Chris. I think there's somebody else and somebody else. So let's rock and roll. Let's go. Yvette, are you there? Yvette, are you there? Yvette, are you there? All right. How about the next person? Wasn't there another one? Yvette, is that you? Nope. We lost Yvette. That's okay. She'll call in, or we'll just miss her. Do we have another person there?
Brother Chris, are you there? I'll turn for you to give her 1 moment.
Brother Chris, can you hear me, brother? Okay, as we're waiting, let me come back to Mr. Slater. So, Ron, let's go back. So tell us about your new venture.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Rob Slate Brands, we have a restaurant called Slate Table and Bar. You can find us at slatetableandbar.com.
And where's that?
It's in League City, right there for 45 and 96. It's a part of a development called Grand Oak Village. It is an Italian fusion restaurant. So we're bringing a little swag down to the League City area, which is one of the fastest growing area within the Houston metropolitan area. Yes, Slate Table and Bar, it's elevated. Not only being a certified executive chef, but paying homage to go to the Italian route was really an ode to the CEO of Del Frisco's, who gave me a chance when there was people on the staff that just because of my application, they was like, no. And I beat out four other chefs doing a mystery basket, two of which came in from Italy to cook.
Wow.
Kick their butt, right? But also, having a restaurant means something important, even more so to me. The staff that I typically have don't speak English, and we don't have E-Verify, but we created a family. I've learned Spanish, what we call Kitchen Spanglish, by way of my staff. And I would put things on the sides or in our cooler that Apple, I would turn it into Spanish. So because the burden is not for them just to learn English, we should learn the Spanish as well to be able to communicate. But I resonate because they're in the shadows. I was in the shadows. And so having a place like Slate or restaurants, it's really developing people that tap into the industry that is forgotten about. I've raised cooks to the level of certified executive chef 35 during my teachings. Wow. So it's more than just being a restaurant. But we're excited for League City, Slate Tavern and Bar. We got elevated food. We have different wine clubs. We have bourbon, vodka. But we're doing it with a twist, and the city's ready for it.
So what happened? So you're going to open up a new restaurant, though.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Got you. So Slate Table and Bar, again, it's Italian fusion, about 4,500 square feet. We're opening the end of March, early April. It's built from the ground up with a lot of love. So
Is it a standalone, or is it part of some sort of strip, or, you know?
It's a standalone. At the end of our building, we do have a PJ's Coffee, but we're taking up the whole building. It's prominent. It's indoor. It's very vibrant. And just elevate it, swing it. We have a lot of table side type of dishes that we make.
Oh, how cool that is.
We're bringing food back to composition plates. You know, now when you go out to eat and you get your sides, it's like four or five dishes that come out. And it's just, we're building a plate. Every single plate is artwork. It's really aesthetic. So we're taking, it's a lot. And a lot of our, also, we have a cool thing called our community menu, where the people of the community, they get to send their family recipe in. We're picking one person a month. We're going to highlight their family menu, and portion of those proceeds are going to go to a charity of their choice.
Oh, so great.
We're tying it to the community.
So when is the grand opening?
Right now we're slated for around March 29th to April 7th. The weather is throwing us off. March 29th, which was my birthday. Let me shamelessly plug
that. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, we're hiring right now. So if you need a job, also go to Slate Table and Bar. If you're looking for event space, if you're looking to have a quinceañera, a retirement party, whatever you need, reach out to us.
How great. How great. We already have more callers.
Absolutely.
There we go. We got four on the line, but let's go to Brother Chris. Brother.
Good morning, Brother Gibble. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, are you kidding me? Thank you for calling in. And what do you got today, Mr. Brother Chris?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of Vivian King. She couldn't make it, so she made me the designated picture. She's running for judge for district judge for 86th District Court. Vivian King, right now she's in the she's in DA's office, chief of staff there. She has 31 years of experience as an attorney. I would say she's working right now, chief of staff with Kim Martin, DA's office. She couldn't make it this morning. Called in. She asked me to call on her behalf. She's on the ballot for judge for 86th District Court, Vivian King. She has 31 years of experience, and she was one of the persons that's always been out there on the front line fighting for the people, constituting civil rights. She stood up when they had their gang injunction situation back in 2015. She alone, earlier, Yumiko Lewis, they stood up and fought their wrongdoing and got their gang injunction thrown completely out. You know, she's always been out there in front of for the people, and she's one of those first. She don't jock for the camera. She just go out and get the job done. She's a modern-day Harriet Tubman and Shirley Sinclair in the courtroom and acting for the people. She, along with attorney Yumiko Lewis, and I must give a plug to Claude Cummins III. You got to vote this guy in.
There you go.
Big clock, Cummins. We also got Keith Kim Ogg along with Denise Brown. Thank you for letting me say that, Gilbert. I'm here again, bro. Vivian King, 26, Yumiko Lewis County Attorney, Todd Cummins III. You can't go wrong with me. Denise Brown and Keith Kim Ogg, along with Sheila Jackson.
Man, Chris, you know what? Your slate is a great one. Let me ask you this, brother. Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to be working pole to pole, riding around, making sure people get to the polls out there to vote, no matter how bad the weather is. You can have one day of bad weather or four more years of bad politicians. Day of bad weather compared to 4 years of bad politicians.
Yeah. Do you want 4 years of bad politicians or one day of bad weather? I think I got that scale right. Brother Chris, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Gil. Keep up the good work. You outstanding job.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to, we have an event on the line.
Hi, Ben. Are you there?
That's awesome.
Oh. He's good.
Yeah.
Yvette, are you there?
She's there.
Yvette.
Hello?
Yvette, hello. You got me, Gilbert Garcia. A tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer. I have, of course, Mr. Cog Cummins III, which is kind of like off my screen here to the right. We've got Mr. Yeah. Rob Slater again and Miss Kim Lanier. What do you got for us?
Yes, thank you so much for being guest on the show today. I am so excited and pumped to go vote. You know, one thing, you know, that we have noticed in the past, and I'm sure you mentioned today, is the Latino vote. You know, we need more Latinos to go vote out there. It is so crucial and important that everybody goes to vote and you need to take a stance for yourself with all these issues, from like the economy to the cost of living, abortion. There's so many important things that are at stake right now. And I really encourage the Latino vote to go out, to Latinos to go vote. It's very important.
You know what? That is such a good point. Here, let me give you some numbers. The Latino community is almost half the city, but they make up only 13% of the voting turnout. Mm-hmm. That is way under. You know, we've got to do a better job. We've got to find a way to get the Latino community energized and involved. Miss Evie, that is great. Are you going to be anywhere tomorrow?
I will be voting.
Ah, I like it. And you know what? If it's cold or rainy, just wear a jacket. Will you do that for me? Just bring an umbrella.
Yep, I will have it all ready to go.
Miss Yvette, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Gilbert.
You're welcome. Before we go to the next call, I just want to make sure, I want to give two shout outs. Number one, you know, I'll call like I see them. Everyone knows that, you know, I'm always sort of out there on some of these issues on City Hall. I just want to congratulate the mayor who first did the right thing, which is just meet with the firefighters. Yay. Because Turner wouldn't even meet with them. So I just, you know, I think that's really great. And they have now apparently reached an agreement, and we'll be hearing that agreement soon.
Awesome.
So I don't know how much it's going to cost, but get ready, Houston. It's going to be a big number, because not only are there raises, but there's back pay from those raises that go back like 7 or 8 years. You're talking, this is going to be like a $500 or $600 million cat tab. Right. It's going to be a big number. So, but Mayor, don't go take that Metro money. You know how I feel about that. The other thing I want to talk about is how great the courts really intervened. Again, Mayor Turner wouldn't even meet with those Food Not Bombs people. All they're doing is trying to help their fellow human beings and give them food. And the court said you can no longer write tickets. And I congratulate Mayor Whitmire, because he's going to meet with them.
Wow.
Now, of course, I already met with firefighters many times over the last few years. And, of course, I already met with Food Not Bombs many times, and I've had them on my show. But you know what? I mean, at least it's happening. So let's go for it. We got Isidro Garza. I'm sorry. Do we have someone in front of Isidro? Who is it? Let me just keep going, because we're really running out of time. So let's go back. What a thing. So do you think Sheila's going to pull it out?
I believe so. Spiritually, I believe so. I am a very spiritual person, and that's what drives me. And, you know, the Spirit tells me that she not only is, because she has to. We have to during this crucial time. So she's going to pull it out.
These are crucial times.
These are crucial times. And let me tell everyone. The great part about this partnership is that even for the general, we're not getting content, because the Republicans are coming also. They think they smell a little blood in the water. We're going to fight this thing and build from primary to the general as if we're behind. And that is what Sheila Jackson Lee has committed to, and that's what we're coalition building, the coalition to support and fight for her.
Well, I congratulate you for what they say, putting your ego aside, because sometimes people, it's all about ego. No, I'm running because I'm... But, you know, it really takes a big person to say, I recognize it's not my time. And I recognize that, you know, now that I recognize not my time, you're the best person for the job.
Absolutely.
That is phenomenal. Absolutely. I know we only have 1 minute left, and so we may not get – there's another caller. I don't think we're going to be able to get to her. But let me go back to Pastor Lanier. So what do you think? Is the congressman going to pull it out? Do you think? What do you thought? What do you think? What do you think? Come on,
you told me.
So this is what I told Rob when the axe came, which is I had a dream and a conversation with God when she was running for mayor that she was going to lose that because he needed her back in her seat. He said to me that she was going to win by the skin of her teeth. It's going to be so close that you could almost ask for a recount. but she would get there.
Wow. You know what? That's a wonderful prophecy. And I thank you for sharing that. So we now have, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. So let me just say this, Houston. I'm just going to say, you got to vote.
You
got to vote. Now, we've got great people in the balance. No matter what, vote. And you know what? And go all the way down. As one of our guests said, the more you go down the ballot, the closest you are to impacting your life directly. And so go all the way down to ballot. We polls are open 7 to 7 tomorrow. All you got to do is go to harriscountyvotes.com and get where, you know, where's the voting place. You can vote anywhere now. So it's no longer like you got to just go here or there. Just, right? You can vote anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can go anywhere. Wherever you are, you can find a place to go vote. So please vote tomorrow. Vote for whomever you want, but just vote. Oh, my goodness. You got me all worked up there.
This is Gilbert and Andrew
Houston,
Garcia.
As we're playing my closing commercial, and let me just say this. Come back next week. We're going to be talking about some of the races. Now, I may be out of town, but you know what? I'm going to be calling in to make sure I can do the show. So keep playing it, producer.
This is Gilbert Andrew
So,
Garcia.
Houston, listen to my radio show. We will see you next time.
Gilbert, talk inspiration and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Same Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then.